It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. 31 Days, 31 Podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman modeling.
Welcome. Well, for today's show, we have a cornbread recipe. Terrifying. But there's a good reason for this. Well, let's start by talking about a little tribe called the Huari. This is a tribe that lived in some different parts of the world, but this particular part lived in Brazil. And they had an unusual practice, which is called endocannibalism or mortuary cannibalism. And this was considered a very respectful way to treat the dead. So someone would die, and then, you know, the closest relatives would hug and embrace the deceased person. And then the body would be kind of left alone for a few days. There wasn't like a set time, but it was kind of about getting people to the funeral and stuff. And the body sort of decomposed in the heat and humidity, of course, bloated, discolored, and so on. And then they prepared the body. So it involved some ceremonies, building a fire, removing the organs and stuff like that, and finally roasting the body. Now, when you died, it wasn't your closest relatives that ate your body, but it was other attendant relatives and friends. And now this is this would be considered an honor for you to do, you know, if you were eating your friend's body, because it's supposed to make the family feel better, because it meant that, like, the soul of this person was, you know, inside of your body rather than just being abandoned to wander and that kind of thing. So it was considered compassionate cannibalism and a gesture of grief. And the relatives were encouraged to eat what they could, but it didn't usually amount to a lot. And a lot of times people would go, they would eat a little bit, they'd go and they would vomit, and then they would eat a little more and that kind of thing. It was kind of also a way of disposing of the body, of like making, you know, the relatives didn't have to see the body anymore, because it didn't really exist. This was probably their most efficient way of completely disposing of a body, in making it unrecognizable, right? And apparently, cornbread was the best accompaniment for a cannibalistic ritual. So if you were going to eat human flesh, the thing to eat it with was cornbread. So I have this recipe here that I like quite a bit. Now, this is a sweet cornbread. There's a big debate in the world of cornbread over sweet versus non-sweet. I think especially a lot of Southerners don't like the sweet, which is, I think, crazy, because it seems like Southern food likes sweet everything except for cornbread. Now, let me be clear about something. I do not like that bullshit where people put jalapenos in their cornbread. That's crazy. That is doctoring it up with something that has no business being in there. Those textures do not work together. It's crazy. So here's the recipe. Just in case you feel like eating it, I gotta say too, I read this and was reading about the cornbread, and then I was like, I wonder if human flesh is a lot like chili. Because that's what I like to eat with cornbread for sure, is chili. So maybe make yourself up some chili. Make yourself up some cornbread and consider eating a dead relative. So it contains, you're going to need 1 cup of flour, 1 of cornmeal, 5 tablespoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup milk, 1/3 cup canola oil, and 1 large egg, slightly beaten. Do this at 400 degrees in the oven, in an 8x8 or a 9x9 baking pan, grease that shit. So sift all the dry ingredients together. Then you make a well in the middle. You add the milk, oil, and egg. And you stir till everything is just combined. Like, you don't want to go crazy. This is a thing that often happens in baking that people can't understand. This is a similarity to baking and, like, mechanical things. Which is like, okay, if you're working on a car, you think, like, I'm going to tighten down this bolt as much as possible. But that's not actually what you want. You don't want it fully tight. And in baking, sometimes you want things mixed, but you want them just mixed. Not crazy. Like, you should still see little tiny piece-shaped, BBs of cornmeal and flour and stuff in there. Like, that's what you want it to look like. So then you pour it in the pan and you bake it for between, 25, 30 minutes. You can tell it's done when it starts to brown a little bit, especially on the edges. And you can put a knife right through the middle and it comes out clean. Now, you can make it less sweetened if you use 1 to 3 tablespoons of sugar and only a quarter cup of canola oil, too. If you're feeling like, I don't want it as sweet. Because maybe the decayed corpse that you're eating it with is a little on the sweet side. Maybe the sweetness is a little sickening because it's, rotting and has a weird artificial sweetness. So you want to keep it down a little. So there you go. That's my human flesh-eating advice for today. Cornbread recipe. Put it down, keep it down, do your relatives right.